Hare Krishna. Lord Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, himself gives us a clue on how we should remember him and do manmana. He says, Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram Anoraniyam Samanusmaretya Sarvasya Dhataram Achintya Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasaparastat. One should meditate on the Supreme Person as the most wise or the most learned. Brahma is called as Adikavi. But even such Adikavis are counted as Muhyanti, Yatsurayaha. Even such great personalities like Brahma and Shiva could be bewildered in understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So he is the original Kavi. So he is saying, Kavim Puranam, and I am the oldest and the wisest person, he says. One should meditate on the Lord when one looks at the Lord. And he says, Anushasitaram, one who is a supreme controller of all controllers and one who cannot be controlled by anyone or anything. One who is supremely swarat, supremely independent. But yet, the whole world moves like a bull, moving round and round and producing oil. You've seen? Like that, the whole world is subordinate to him and controlled by him, or like a puppet controlled by a puppeteer. Everything acts under his control, maya adhyakshena prakriti, as he says. And then he says, anoraniyamsam. He is smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. And what we access is somewhere in between. Only a small range of scale of observation we have. But he is smaller than the smallest. If you cannot see something which is very smallest, that is actually our limitation. Sometimes you see, when you open a book, some very dot-like creature moves. That very fastly. So it's a miracle. How can such a dot-like creature have life and act like this? So, Lord expands into tiny parts and parcels, and he's anoraniyamsam, he says. Anusmaredya, one should meditate on him in this manner, which means there is no atom in which he is not present. There is no space between atoms where he is not present. He is present everywhere and in everything. Sarvasya dhataram, everything is held by him or supported by him. Just like a beam is supported by a pillar. Like that, the whole universe is supported by him. Which means, nothing in this world can exist independent of Krishna. Everything has to depend on him. Even our enjoyments that we get, like eating, sleeping, everything, he is a sanctioner. He is a supporter of everything. He is the protector, he is the maintainer, he is the creator, he is the destroyer. By a wink of his eye, he can create millions of universes. By another wink of his eye, he can wind them all up. And he can do this in the moment merely by desiring. Aditya Varanam Tamasaparastat, he says. And his body is glowing with the kanti of divine effulgence. And he exists beyond the darkness of the material world. So in this way, Krishna gives a clue on how should one look at him. One should not look at him like some ordinary person, or like some extraordinary person, or like some mystic yogi, or like a politician, or like a diplomat, or like simply some friend of some Pandavas or something like that. One should see actually like this. After one observes one's greatness of Krishna as mentioned in this verse, then one should also, as one studies Bhagavad Gita, one will see how this person is the source of all creation. Each and everything we see in this world is created by him. And how he is the supplier of all the necessities of all the living entities. And how his presence is required. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse which says, Lord Vishnu is like in a cloth, there are threads going in this way and this way. He is both actually. In this way also and this way also to make the cloth. He is present in each and everything. And that kind of vision will come, which Krishna says, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamai Pashyati. Everything is moving and acting by the will of Krishna, by the presence of Krishna, by the omnipotence, omnipresence and omniscience of Krishna. So, this kind of vision, which is a respectful vision for the Supreme, will help one come to the point where one cannot think of anything but Krishna. One can only think of Krishna only. Sarvam Krishna Mayam Jagat. And by knowing the greatness gradually, by the grace of Guru, the appreciation for the sweetness of Krishna will eventually come when one continues to respect Krishna like this. Without approaching Krishna in this manner, our chanting of the holy name would be simply a drama. Like we are singing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in congregation together, or we are chanting the holy name. Without investing our consciousness in this type of remembrance of Krishna, spelling out the holy name will be merely a lip service. It will not be a heart service. So for Manmana, how to do? Krishna himself is teaching many clues like this. How he is present as a super soul in our hearts. How he is supporting the jiva at every moment. So in this regard, cultivating knowledge about Krishna is very valuable. Every day should be a day of at least a delta increment of wisdom about Krishna. Little increment in understanding of Krishna's role in the universe, Krishna's role in our lives, and that increase in knowledge is considered valuable if it increases our respect for Him, love for Him, and our one-pointedness towards Him. And without proper knowledge about Krishna, one will be bluntly, mindlessly practicing devotional service, the benefit of which is very minimal. That is why Manmana, thinking of Krishna, has to be done by combined study of scriptures with the desire to awaken love for Krishna, by chanting of the holy names of Krishna with the desire to pay full attention and absorption to again increase our love for Krishna, and come to the stage of bringing the heart to the platform of blissful consciousness in fond remembrance of Krishna. That is actually the goal. So, the Bhagavad Gita appears like a philosophical book teaching people, you know, sukha, dukkha, you know, shita, ushna, mana, paman, you should be equipoised in all these things. That is only a ABC of Bhagavad Gita. But there is Braj Prem hidden in many, many verses of Bhagavad Gita, as excavated by the Vaishnava Acharyas, because Bhagavad Gita is like a gold mine. They excavated many gold-like verses which talk about Braja Prem, even in Bhagavad Gita. So one who studies Bhagavad Gita with the desire to awaken love for Krishna by the guidance of the Acharyas will surely find meaning in them, and can approach Krishna with a proper attitude while chanting the holy name. Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls.